When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshaies at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to thank you guys so much for being out there and supporting the show and the network. You know, we have a lot of things that we're on a mission, and we've got a journey. We're undertaking a journey, and we're hoping that we become a force to be dealt with, that we're going to be helping our audience to live life better and stronger and in a committed fashion. So we're here to serve you and those of you who want to express your opinion. I always want you to feel free to call into my show and make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
You know, we're in this special time right now where we have to be on guard and be participating. And I want you to know that I'm always encouraging you to be engaged and to be ready and prepared to make sure your voices are heard. And I want my voice to be heard. I want you to know that I truly am serious about my support for Geraldine Thompson for Congress. Those of you who are in the Orlando area, she has been a force in our community for many, many years. She have served as an elected official for nearly 10-plus years, and she's done what is needed to be done by us. And we need to put her in a place where she can continue that work. So I want you to know, and I want to go on record, as I fully support Geraldine Thompson.
This is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing and preparedness is another. In Congress, I'll be prepared to serve you on day one, and I ask for your vote on August 30th.
Paid for by Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress.
This is Geraldine F. Thompson, candidate for Congress, District 10, and I approve this message.
You know, I came on the show prepared today to discuss a topic that I have not really talked about on any kind of stage before, but I wanted to talk about it today. You know, I am a very, very proud American. And one of the reasons why I know that I'm a proud American is because this past 2 weeks, I spend a lot of time in front of the television, just feeling some very, very, very deep thoughts. Every time we won a gold medal, a silver medal, or a bronze medal. And felt badly when we lost. No matter how much we won, you always wanted every person who participated to be a winner. And mind you, they were winners just because they participated. You know, to become an Olympic champion or go to the Olympics is a major, major thing. And so just those people who went to the Olympics are winners no matter what. But I also feel like America is my home. And there's nothing inside of me that drives me to go anywhere else. I know that I have visited only a few places outside of America. I've gone to Jamaica, and I've gone to the Bahamas on a cruise. But I have yet to get my passport. And I don't feel like if I were never to get my passport, that somehow I would have missed out on something. I do look forward to one day doing more traveling, and now that I'm retired, I do look forward to traveling. But I just feel as though there's no other system I'd rather be in than the American system. And I believe in the capitalistic system. I think people should have the right to go as far as their talents will take them. But there are some things that I think does show that come up that are not good things in a capitalistic system. And one of those things is just greed. I think the capitalistic system does breed a lot of greed. And I say that because, you know, we have recently have a story about a medicine that young people use when they get allergies. Cost of the medicine itself is less than a nickel. But the instrument that they use to inject the medicine is the costly part of the medicine, and it's now gone up to as much as $600. And that's just pure greed. There's a CEO, a female, who's gone from $2.6 million a year up to $19 million. You know, you have to ask yourself, how much is enough? How much are you willing to earn off the backs of people who need your medication? And though I like my system, that is one of the drawbacks of the system, is that it produces a lot of greedy people. You know, we have more millionaires in America than any other place in the world. And we produce more millionaires on a regular basis than any other place in the world. But along with that, we produce a lot of greedy people. And I'm sure there are a lot of successful people who are not greedy, who give a lot to different organizations and different programs. And I'm just amazed that, you know, we're just in a unique situation where we have both sides of the coin, a lot of caring, loving, committed people, and we have a lot of greedy people. And I'm sure a lot of the criminals that exist in our society are that way because of their greed. You know, so we have this system that seems to produce a lot of talented individuals, but at the same time produces a lot of greedy individuals. We live in a day where sometimes when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we see things that we're not pleased about. And even with that said, I can just honestly tell you, there's no other place in the world I'd rather live. And I think that we have a perfect system, but it's run by imperfect people. And I looked at some of the systems around the country, some of the socialist systems, some of the systems who have kings and queens. And I say to myself, I would never want to be in that position. Because I have to tell you, I find it kind of odd that England has a king and a queen, and they have all these, you know, the duchess of this and the duchess of that, and these princes and princesses. And it seems like these people are born in these positions, and they never have to work for anything. But at least I can say that either the people or the families of America had to put forth some effort to get the wealth that they have. I would want to live in a country that was governed by monarchy, or that somehow people were born into wealth and their lives were going to be perfect no matter what. I like the idea that here in America you can be born into the poorest of families and still manage to overcome the obstacles to get to the point where you're wealthy. And I just think that's a great thing. And I heard of some of these socialist countries where they try to treat everybody the same. But the fact is, everybody isn't the same, because those who run the country, again, are getting all the advantages. So I understand why there are people who would suggest that America is one of the greatest countries in the world, because we have a society that, though we have some issues, there's a way to uplift yourself and propel yourself to greatness as long as you're committed to whatever journey or mission that you select. And I find that to be awesome. I find that to be one of the greatest things in the world, is I feel so comfortable with where I am, because where I am is where my efforts put me. And if I'm willing to increase my efforts, sky's the limit. And I would hate to be somewhere where somehow or another other people's will for me or their desire for me would control my pathways. I honestly think the educators of America and teachers can go to their classroom every day encouraging their kids and telling their students that they can do almost anything they want to do if they're willing to commit their lives to the journey in order to get to that place. And that's what we have to be willing to do. But there are some downsides to our society. We find ourselves in a situation where somehow or another, our society is at odds. People's feelings or thoughts related to where we are at odds with each other. We seem to be at odds with each other based on race. We seem to be at odds with each other based on gender. We seem to be at odds with each other based on our ideology. But again, with all of that said, we're in a place where America is just truly a wonderful place to live, a wonderful place to explore your opportunities and not be held back by anything related to your past, related to who your parents are, related to your experiences. America gives all of us an opportunity for greatness. And I just want to go on record as saying there's no other country in the world I'd rather be in, or no other situation I'd rather be in, despite the hardships we seem to be having at this time. I love our country. I have so many deep feelings for the things that we do and the pride that I have. Again, when we won those gold medals, when we elected Barack Obama the President of the United States, there was so much pride in me because I knew that we were headed in the right direction. So I'm truly proud to be an American. There's no other country, again, that I'd rather go to. You look at England, and again, it baffles me that they still have these king and queens and all these things, this monarchy where these people remain rich for no other reason than they were born into that family. I wouldn't want to be in the Middle East where it's full of anger and destruction and a lot of rules that are binding to women. So I find myself just at ease with where I am in America and not really concerned about what's going on around in the other world, in the world outside of America, because I feel comfortable with where I am. Comfortable with the fact that I can be whatever I choose to be. And if there's anything I'm unhappy about, is that we need more harmony. We need to appreciate each other for being Americans without trying to divide ourselves into small groups. And I don't know if we'll ever overcome the prejudices that exist in our country. But it is one of those black factors that keep us from reaching our greatness, is the evilness that exists in being prejudiced and being biased and not recognize that all people have the right to live their lives in peace and to strive for whatever goals and dreams that they may have. And that we all have a right to want to enjoy the American dream, to have a piece of that apple pie that exists for all of those who want to wake up and fight for it each and every day. We have a right to want to go as far as we want to, or be happy with being an average American. If being an average American is enough for you, then you have a right to just stay in that one place. But what we have to fight against is the ugly side of America, the side of America that capitalism creates because capitalism makes people want to get rich off of the backs of the people who can least afford it. Again, when you have people who will raise the price of medicine 500 times just because they know that it is a needed product and that people will pay their very last to get it, that is wrong. But I know it goes against capitalism because capitalism says that you should get as much as you can, no matter who thinks otherwise, that you should be able to set your prices as high as you want it to without fear of other people saying anything about your price because you're the owner. But at the same time, we want people to feel like fairness is important. We want the best part of what capitalism is, where people think about fairness. And the lives of others. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and continue and talk about how much do we truly love America? And what is it about America that we enjoy? And what is it about America we'd like to change? Or is there another place that you might feel comfortable living if you had the right or the ability to move? We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Turn off the light. Light a candle. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood. Yeah. Let's take a shower. Shower together. I'll wash your body. You wash mine. Yeah. I wanna do to you, baby.
This is your host, James T. Deshay, of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And we're talking today about whether or not you are a proud American. Are you happy about being an American? I can be unhappy with some of the things that are going on. I can be constantly down on my elected officials. I can talk about what I think needs to be done by the police departments all over the country. I can talk about the crime. I can talk about schools that are not doing the best that they need to be doing related to our students. But no matter how much I talk about those things, it does not change the fact that I am truly a proud American, and there's no other place I'd rather be than where I am. I can talk about how some of the billionaires and millionaires are not doing enough to make our country better, but it doesn't mean that I'm not a proud American. When I saw those Olympians winning those gold medals and doing and portraying themselves as proud Americans, it made me feel good. And I just want to let everyone know, no matter what call to action I may have for those of you who are in my audience, the truth is that I love America, and there's no other place I'd rather be. And I'd like to know what your thoughts are. You know, what are your feelings related to your country? Or would you like to experience living in another country under another type of government? Would you like to just spend some time away from America? And I don't mean for a vacation. I mean for years. If you could possibly do that, what would be your thoughts about moving away? Where would you go if you had that opportunity? We're going to go to the phone lines. One nine five eight. Are you there? We have people sometimes that just want to listen, and we very well may just want to listen to me today, because I just want to say to you, and I want again, you know, it's always important for us to go on record and make sure people know, no matter how much we complain about our country, how much we want to put our elected officials on notice, how much we want to make sure our voices are heard related to the issues that go around in our country, that we're still proud Americans. I just watch and listen to the news around the world and how chaotic some of these countries are. And I just thank God that I was lucky enough to be born in this environment. I listened to a lady on the news who talked about the fact that we are the most diverse country in the world, and that the fact that our borders are open and free for those who want to elect to come here, it's been a good thing. And we want to embrace that. And I think that the only issue that will destroy us is the issue of prejudiceness, where we try to create division in our country, where we try to divide ourselves by religion, divide ourselves by nationalities, while we try to divide ourselves by gender. These things are so divisive that they very well could destroy us as a nation if we don't take notice. We need to inspire those who have benefited most from our capitalist society to invest in our country, to invest in our country in a way that gives us all new opportunity. We want to invest in our country in a way that allows those young people who come behind us to have some of the great freedoms that we are presently experiencing. And it's time for us to truly embrace freedoms of religion, freedoms of speech, freedoms of collecting as groups in terms of being able to speak our peace. There's nothing wrong with people gathering in the streets and complaining about what they see as wrong, as long as we don't use violence as a method of change. We have to be committed and prepared to do what it takes in a peaceful means to change the direction that we feel the country is going in if we don't think it would benefit us for the long run. But we should never do anything to seek to destroy the nature of our Constitution, the nature of our freedoms. The truth be told, I don't have a problem with citizens being able to purchase guns. I just have a problem with there not being enough laws to govern those guns and make sure that those people who purchase weapons are held accountable when those weapons are used in a wrong fashion. There's a lot of responsibility that goes along with gun ownership. And you should make sure that your guns don't fall in the hands of criminals, that your guns don't fall in the hands of children who may accidentally use them and hurt someone, hurt a classmate, hurt a civilian, or hurt anyone. Purchase a weapon, you have purchased something that you have to be committed to make sure that it doesn't hurt anyone inappropriately. I also believe that we have to be willing and prepared to participate in our government in a way that we make sure that those who are elected will take us in the right direction. And that doesn't mean when somebody disagrees with the way we're going to vote, that they're somehow evil. But when we do vote, we have to make sure that what we're voting for is in the best interest of all of us. We cannot be voting for things that are going to take us down a path of destruction. And it's important that we think about our moral values when we vote as well. We need to vote our country and not vote against other people, but vote for the country as a whole. For what is good for me as a middle-class individual should be good for other middle-class individuals. America can't be a safe haven for racists and bigots. It can't be a place where we allow people to take us backwards and remove from us our rights for freedom, our rights for opportunity, our rights for prosperity. We all have the right to be prosperous and build the kind of wealth that we want as individuals. And that's what a capitalistic society gives us, is an opportunity to individually determine what it is that we're going to be happy with. How hard are we willing to work? How many hours are we willing to work? Or at what cost are we willing to work in order to get those things that we truly want? Those who don't want to work hard should be given an opportunity to work just hard enough to pay their bills, to have a home, to keep their lights on. And those of us who want to work harder should have the freedom to work harder and and get the things that we desire to have based on our commitment to life. Whatever our pursuit of happiness is, whatever will bring us joy, that's what we should be working toward. And the Constitution gives us that right. And I believe in the Constitution, and I'm faithful to the Constitution. I'm faithful to paying my taxes. I'm faithful for doing what is right and for me as a citizen. But what I want in return is the government to allow me the freedom of expression, to freedom to walk my streets and my neighborhoods without being harassed by people who feel like I shouldn't be here. All Americans treated the same in terms of the justice system. African Americans or people of color should have no fear of the police. We should feel comfortable knowing that the police are there to protect us and make us feel as though we're all first-class citizens. That nobody is going to run shotgun over us or keep us from enjoying America the way we should as taxpayers. That there's nobody out there looking to take advantage of us just because of the color of our skin. We all have to be treated equally. When we get sentenced for doing something wrong, we shouldn't feel like one person's sentence is going to be lighter than ours. We shouldn't feel as though one person is going to get a hard time and another person is going to be allowed to leave with very low effort. Our justice system is supposed to be blind. Our corporate offices are so supposed to be blind. When we put in applications, they're not supposed to be looking at anything that will give them an indication of what our gender is or what our color is. We're all supposed to live in freedom to take advantage of our talents and go as far as our talents will take us. We're going to take another short break, and we'll come back to continue our conversation about loving America, even though you know there's some things that need to be corrected, that America is the love of our hearts, and we'll never want to be any other place.
There's a name for it. there's a phrase that says, but whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it.
www.jamestdeshay.com and look around and tell me what you think. I also have a website called bargainsforyou.pw. Bargainsforyou.pw. Go there and read and about the different things I have and tell me what you think about that website as well. I just want you guys to understand that I think there is so much about America that we need to be proud about. We need to be proud about our athletes, proud about all our sports, our NBA, our NFL, our baseball league. We are a country of greatness. And when people say to us, you know, we want to be great again, I'm not sure what they're talking about. I feel very proud about my country. I'm disappointed in the lack of harmony between the races. I'm disappointed in how we don't seem to have the same idea about who we are as Americans. I'm disappointed that we somehow feel as though we have to lock immigrants out of our country. I think there's a way to vet people and allow them in our country and give them the same opportunities that we all have. I don't have any problems with Hispanics being here in America. I think they play a great part in our country. They help to support us in becoming and being great. And without them, we would be in a terrible situation. So I have to go on record. I don't support trying to round up 11 million people and putting them out of this country, because those people perform a service. All the people who come to America, who come to America because of its greatness, perform a service. And we need to be prepared and ready to honor these people and let these people have a pathway to citizenship. Now, we may need to vet all of those who come in, and we need to stop people from coming in illegally, but we need to embrace those that are already here, who are already working hard, who already have families, and are looking for an opportunity to help America stay great. I think American citizens ought to be given a decent minimum wage. Those individuals who are working in fast food and who are working hard to make McDonald's owners and Burger King owners and other owners of restaurants a huge amount of money ought to be paid a wage that they can live on without being on welfare, without being able to get food stamps. And I believe our country can do that and be committed to people without being greedy. We have so much in this country, and there's no need for us to be greedy. I was listening the other day, and I can't remember what city it was in, but there was a city that had a new program where trucks were going around collecting food in the evening from restaurants and giving that food to the homeless instead of throwing it away. They were helping people to eat and to have good, healthy meals. And that's the America I'm proud of. That's the America I want to uphold. That's the America I want to believe in. It's the America that believes in capitalism, but at the same time is not afraid to be givers. Not afraid to give out handouts to help people up and give them an opportunity. That's the America that I'm proud of. The America that implements different programs to help the poor and the disenfranchised. To help them all understand that we are a part of the same great system that will allow you to be down 1 minute and up the next. That would allow your children to go from poverty to wealth in one generation. That's the America that I'm proud of. That's the America that I want to watch grow stronger and stronger each and every year. Despite who I might be wanting to vote for, believe me, if I'm forced to have as my president somebody who I don't want, I will live with that for 4 years. I'll live with that for 8 years. But I would never denounce my country, because America is who I am, first and foremost. I am an American, first and foremost. I'm an African-American, a proud African-American, but I am American first and foremost. I'm here because I love this country. I work every day because I love this country, and I look forward to the opportunity to be a valued part of my country. And we all must be a part of the system. We all must play a part of the system and make sure that the system continues to work and that it's ran by the people and for the people. And those of us who go out and vote are why the system works effectively. It is up to us to make sure that we are in charge of the steering wheel that will guide our country into the next century. And that is why we need to use these new mechanisms like my show, like the network, to make sure that nobody has no excuse for not having their voices heard. Because we allow your voice to be heard loud and clear on my show and throughout the network and throughout the country, throughout the world. Voices can be heard because we're going to make sure that America stays great, stays a force to be reckoned with. We're going to take another break and we'll come back and continue the show.
Beauty is truly found beyond the symmetry of a nice face or perfect teeth. It's beyond smooth curves or huge muscles. It's created deep within the texture of the skin, where physical attributes have no value. Beauty is discovered where the spirit resides, created by the pressure of daily trauma and unhappy events. It's made strong by inspiration and warm, intense moments of joy. Beauty captivates the dreams of those who seek more than fine thighs and behinds. True beauty can't be confined to words that describe the flesh, because the Creator hid the essences of beauty inside the eternal being. What's displayed on the outside is no match to that that radiates from within. We have to start searching for the treasure that exists below the surface to discover the true beauty of mankind.
This is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing and preparedness is another. In Congress, I'll be prepared to serve you on day one, and I ask for your vote on August 30th.
Paid for by Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress.
This is Geraldine F. Thompson, candidate for Congress, District 10, and I approve this message.
Just a thought. We must move beyond the darkness that exists in us to a place where the light can be seen through us, where our steps will guide us to peace and harmony, leaving the days of evil and destruction behind us, ending the focus of elimination while embracing tolerance and love, turning away from racism and bigotry, and wrapping our minds firmly around love and humanity. This is the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, James T. Deshay. Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. Again, that's www.jamestdeshay.com. Also, write me at djames82@aol.com.
When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshay at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.